Blog Talk Radio.
Give it all, so it's only you left. Work while it takes, so I can
can hear through your breath.
Incognito, involuntarily, if you want to call it that, but what it should do, especially when we give y'all the information about how to stay in contact, how to stay connected with the ministry, you never know. You never know, because one day, the way that the powers will be acting, they're going to pull the plug on all this video stuff. They're going to pull the plug on it. And, I mean, of course, yeah, right now we're working on our own live video feed to have directly on the website. It used to be a time years ago that I used to have a radio broadcast, and then I would broadcast from that computer right there on the website. All you had to do is, if you was working around the house or if you was traveling on the road or whatever it is, whatever, whatnot, and if you wanted to hear the radio broadcast, all you do is just click on it, you would hear preaching, teaching, rebuking, correcting, prophecy, end times. We had all kinds of stuff going on. You remember that?
Yes.
I'm going to probably get Brother Steve to help reinstitute that up in Canada again once for us, because it'd be nice to have that broadcast. It's always good to stay saturated with the word of the Most High Yah.
Yes.
It really truly is.
Yes.
We constantly. I see a lot of people who at one time was in the ministry. I see a lot of y'all are asking to come back, to be back in the fellowship. Isn't that something? Seems to be behind you a long time. They're asking to be back in the fellowship, which is fine and good. I hope y'all got all that sin out of y'all, because we're still doing the same thing. We're serving the Most High Yah in the beauty of holiness. We're counting down the days before the feast. We are less than a month now before we have the feast of blowing the trumpets. The night of Romans, September the 14th, we'll be blowing the shofar in honor of our King.
Yes.
Oh. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In honor of the King. This whole world and all of eternity going to find out that there's only been one King of Kings.
Yeah.
And one Master of Masters, and that's it. That is it. I literally trip out. How many people have all these takes about Elohim? Yahweh. I've even heard people say there are two gods. There's three of them. Trying to use their logic and reason. They're trying to figure out the invisible Elohim. And you know, I still am utterly amazed If he tells you something, you should believe it.
Yes, sir. Yes.
He can do anything he wants.
Yes.
And he has done everything he wanted to do.
Yes.
But I'll tell you, man, they would never, man would never stop in their quest to try to bring down the image of the set apart Elohim down to like an image of a corruptible man. They just won't stop. We would have never, ever, ever been debating about any topic called the Trinity if it wasn't for Christianity.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean? All this stuff is just new stuff that's introduced into your ears, and who's the author of confusion? Satan is, right? That's what they do. That's what religion does. It's just sad, man. If you got your feast day letters that you need for your employment that you want to get in, you got to get them in fast. Don't come up here the week before the feast talking about I need a feast day letter because you ain't getting it this year. Myself and my family, we're extremely busy. I know you may not think that we're busy because that's totally irrelevant, but we are busy. Even when you don't see us, we're busy. And my issues, man, they're very instrumental in helping me logistically in the behind the scenes of running this ministry. Y'all just don't know how much. But you need to get your feast day letter in, get it in. So far, the heathen out there has actually been honoring our letters because, you know, like they say about Paul said his letters, they said that his body presence is weak. That ain't me. But his letters are very weighty. That is me. Paul's been a little man, you know, but powerful.
Oh, yes.
Spiritually powerful. Don't make no difference how big or small you are. All right. We also have a Midnight Arab boost. If y'all hear me, give me the radio check, folks. I didn't see no checks in there. Got to have checks and balances in Israel. Give me the checks and balances. Let me know how we're coming in. It's important to be heard as the more so to being seen. When he's on shortwave radio, all you could do was hear. People used to just sit by in the living room on their radios. Yeah. And that's when I was on shortwave radio. You have to understand, that's when I was broadcasting all across this earth. Because most people don't even know what shortwave radio is. You probably should investigate it, do your own due diligence, so you can learn. hallelujah. So Midnight Air, I haven't determined yet when we're going to have the food booths up, but bring plenty of Federal Reserve notes to eat some of this good straightway cuisine that's coming from north, south, east, and west. Of course, the whole thing is to always try to help Israel and circulate dollars amongst us. And that's a fact. Also, because we have a straightway marketplace, and I don't think that nobody can ask for a table from Mother Carol no more. At least that's what she told me, because it is all full up. And y'all ever been to one of those marketplaces?
Mm-hmm.
It is, man. I think what they need to do, it's probably on the marketplace up in the fellowship hall this year. Because it was really crowded down there last year. You know, we just do it at a time. I understand that we have to prepare, but, you know, we can have a marketplace, shut it down at plenty of time, and we can set up for dinner. It shouldn't take long. You know what I mean? Many hands make light work.
Hallelujah.
But try to circulate the monies amongst the people and always invest it right back into Israel. That's where we have missed everything in this generation right here. We literally missed it. I'm going to tell y'all something, all right, so y'all can get what's going on right now. This generation is a generation of consumers. They don't benefit nobody. This generation is not producing anything new. Are y'all following me? in the late 1800s, let's just go back that far. We go 1800s and 1900s. You know the reason why that mom and dad had big families? Because all those children were employed. They were there to help the farm run. And look at this industrial age right here. We done gotten away from hard work. That's why men are a bunch of pussies today. Because they done got away from damn hard work. You can't even find yourself in life as a man unless you're pushing and challenging yourself.
Yeah.
They would have 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 children. All without Victoria's Secret.
True.
Now think about that. Every time they had a child, there was another hand on the farm to help the farm prosper. Today, they're having one or two children. That's it. And all they do is consume. Because while it is nice to still have that mindset that you should be laying up for your children's children and trying to help the next generation, but you can't even educate this generation because they don't want it. You look and see what's happening. How many times y'all heard me say over and over and over again that if we can go out and look for land and these farmlands for sale, and you ask the person to sell it, why are you selling it? Well, my children, it's the last generation of children want to do it. They all live in the cities. They don't want to keep it. It's been in the family for hundreds of years. They don't want nothing to do with it. They want the life of ease. Can you imagine with the amount of time that this generation spends on gaming? What did you accomplish? Think about it. What is your sense of accomplishment? What have you done? What have you produced? See what I'm saying? Yeah, that's it. That's all it is. You're living in a world of make-believe. And mind you, these people are going to be adults one day. Can you imagine what they're going to be teaching the next generation? See, y'all see, now y'all see the reason why I keep saying we're going from bad to worse. And we keep going from bad to worse. And it ain't getting any better. And that's why I have to keep on reminding us and talking about this over and over and over. Because y'all ain't old enough to realize what I'm talking about, what we used to see. There was nothing for families to have, for a father and mother to have big children. I mean, have big families. Big families. Because all of those were assets. They were benefits. They weren't a liability like the children are today. And it's actually the father's and mother's fault that the children have gotten so far away. Because they didn't isolate them when they should. They didn't take the things away from them the way that they should. Don't get me wrong. You can tell, and everybody's not going to turn out as a good child in each family. I promise you that. This ain't happening. People got ideals. And that's why I keep continually sticking with this book when it says, seek for the old paths.
Oh, yes.
Search for them.
Yes.
Find them. Ooh. You look at today's modern-day woman. Her greatest accomplishment. I sit and watch because, you know, when you're on here, you're watching. I like watching them. Y'all see my picture? Did I sent y'all a picture when I met Jay Cutter? Y'all know who Jay Cutter is?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I took a picture with Jay Cutter there in Atlanta. We was at the Delta Sky Club. But, man, I sit and I look at this generation, man, and there's literally no hope. You walk through that airport, and the only thing that goes through my mind is this going to be, is this, oh, y'all doomed. If the Messiah doesn't come before my time is up, I'm more than happy to get the hell up out of here. But you want to try to pour everything you can and you want to, just like Jesus said, come out of her, come out from among them, and that's not popular today. Now, I've been preaching and teaching, it's still the message ain't changed. You had some people that wanted to leave, go do their ideals, and that, now they're making full circle, they're back here again. Knocking on the door, can we be accepted back into the ministry? Nobody told you to leave. Why can't people accept wisdom today? Why do you have to go out there and put your toe in the water? Why do you have to do that? Where's the wisdom at today? Taking heed to what is being spoken would show you as a young man that you're wise. The children literally don't stand a chance at all today. It is completely sad. And then, if you don't regulate what your children put into this eye gate, that's why I say no teenager should have no cell phone.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't have one. Well, there wasn't no cell phones when you were around. You got that right. We had phone booths. You remember you used to call 10 cents to make a phone call? Yeah, you could send a ticket, put 10 cents. Send a phone booth, make a phone call. Then went up to a quarter. Oh, like, man, that's highway robbery. What the hell are they doing? I remember going over to Grandma's house, boy, if you had to make a phone call back then, she had one of them black phones with a black handle, and it was a rotary dial.
Rotary dial. Screw that up.
And boy, if you ever want to get frustrated and cuss, man, mess a number. You got to hit the hang-up button and start all over again.
Yes, sir.
Boy, man, you don't mess up 2 or 3 times, man. You tired of watching that thing spin around. Yeah, that's another thing I'm saying. Even I've been affected by this wicked generation. I mean, we used to have 15 to 20 phone numbers on memory. Today, that's what I keep saying. Technology is designed to make you more ignorant. While it is a convenience, what it does do is keep you from exercising self-autonomy. You don't think anymore. You don't try to retain anything anymore. So just when you think, oh, man, this is so, yeah, it's convenient for the flesh. Now the flesh ain't got to do nothing. See, I go back to the idea of the farm. See, when a man chases hard work, he's much happier in life because he has a sense of accomplishment. He's a hell of a lot more happier than a man that chases comfort.
Come on,
man. If hard work is removed from a man's life, then he has no sense of accomplishment.
True.
And then next thing you know, I'm depressed. Of course, you know, my generation, you're depressed, okay, good. You're still going to get your ass out there and cut that yard.
Yeah.
You're going to empty that trash. You take that depressed with you. Right there, and depress on them handles right there. You mow this lawn right there, and depress all that stick as you start raking these leaves and everything else. That's what you gonna do. See what I'm talking about? And then, hey, at least we had character back then.
Yep.
People weren't afraid to say something to nobody or to somebody. They weren't afraid to say something to somebody. Today, we're afraid of people's feelings. This generation avoids meaningful work. It's a soft generation. Extremely soft. Brother Edward says, bless you, Pastor. All I can say is praise to the Most High, Yah, for you. Let me get over here. And those that are in position of leadership, thank you for all your labor of love. Hallelujah. And it's definitely a labor of love. I had a brother today come to me, an older brother come to me today and says, man, I pray for you, man. Because it ain't easy having to always rebuke and correct and instruct. And it's how you do it. I said, it's got to be about the power of the Most High, y'all. Huh? But at least when great-grandfather and great-grandmother was raising children, they were raising sons and daughters that had meaning in life. They had strong morals and values. And when you watch the character of those people, they were a whole lot different than everybody else. They were self-motivated. I literally think I am damn, what, an avatar? I'm between Avatar and the Jetsons now. Everybody got some color in their hair now. It's sad. That's why we need voices that is going to be repetitive in preaching and teaching and ministering what y'all see.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Did y'all see that video that I did? You're right, Elder Mitchell says self-motivated, grit, mental toughness, and so on. I don't think I'm hard. I just think I'm normal.
Yes, sir. Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
We grew up with true grit. You know how the only children you ever see playing outside is the children on communities nowadays, or at homesteads, or children where y'all. And other than that, you don't see it no more, man. You see children riding bicycles all the place.
Yep.
Man, when I was a little boy growing up in the neighborhood, we come together almost every day. We play basketball, tackle football. You ever heard of pick up and smear? You never heard of pick up and smear? Man, put that ball down there and grab it.
Oh, that, I played that one.
Yeah, pick up and smear. And then, when tackle football got boring, we said, let's play it on the street. We come home with all kinds of scrapes and cuts and bruises on us. Just hard. I'm serious, man. Just hard. We played baseball with a tennis ball, so we wouldn't knock out the windows of the neighbors and all this other stuff. We played basketball, man. It seemed like all day long. All day long. And all we had was water.
Yep.
Of course, the water from the municipal water supply didn't have all these meds in it like they do today. We'd go in the woods, try to hunt and catch stuff, even though we didn't know what we was doing. We set traps to catch crawdads, and so we'd go get some fish. We figured out how to trap rabbits, and then once we trapped either a rabbit or a fish, I used to take a fish home that I would catch, put it in the bathtub, see if I could catch it again. I remember one day we bought a rabbit home, and we let it loose in the house. Man, that house got, we almost tore that house up trying to get that rabbit before Dad Dow got home. Them things are fast. I tell you, not man. The good old days. Hey, and then there'd be many times we had conflict. We just knuckle up.
Yeah.
We knuckle up right there. And we get finished, we back to playing again. Today, you knuckle up something like that. Somebody may pull a gun and end your life right down in there. See what I'm talking about? Just softness and weakness all over the place. Y'all see the, what Most High Yah is doing with these communities, though? He's trying to make sure that we are building a little small nation to stay separated from this mess.
Because
we don't rear and our children in the law, statutes, and commandments of the Most High Yah. Man, I was driving a car, 13 years old, making liquor runs for an old woman. Cross County, too. Only I want to do is drive. You imagine a 13-year-old man driving a stick, man. She told me, you'll learn how to drive that stick shift as you go.
I did it,
Tim. You did, huh?
Yep. F-100.
Ah, the good old days. Shabbat shalom, Chef. Bless you and all my family. Straightway. See y'all soon at the Feast of Tabernacles. Y'all make sure y'all get y'all tent game on, all of y'all. Never know what the weather's going to be like. Been some volatile weather this year. Y'all never know what it's going to be like. Make sure you have all the things and items that you need. I got an old video up. Help you prepare a little bit, but nowadays, man, I've never seen no tent in the way we doing it nowadays. We just sleep in the tent. Man, these folks got generators with air conditioners in it now, and they bring, I'm talking, man, they got the KOA in the ground beat three times over. Hallelujah. I guess what we're trying to do is have an impact. All of us old heads, as much as we can, on the generation coming behind us. Trying the best to keep it alive, you know, the thought and the mentality alive. Somebody asked me last Saturday, that bitching that you was doing on Smith Machine, can you do it regularly? Yeah, I just told y'all the reason why. The Smith Machine, it keeps you more disciplined. You know what I mean? Cause but boy, I tell you what, you'll know when you do it natural, because you're going to have to use every muscle in your body, boy. Anything that you see me do on the Smith Machine, I only go as high as I can do naturally. If y'all know what I mean. And I always say, I ain't doing that no more. I ain't doing that no more. And I always end up doing it. Have you ever done that before? Said, I ain't going to do this no more, and you end up doing it.
Yes, sir.
And then you ask yourself, when you going to stop saying that you ain't going to do, and you end up keep on doing? I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. I done told each one of my sides that ain't nobody else going to come in after this. And every time I said it, somebody else come in. So I'll stop talking. Now, the women don't mind. If you understand what I mean. So I'm like, there's a lot of stuff you say you wasn't going to do until you get down the road a few years and stuff. You have more understanding, more enlightenment, and you're like, boy, I didn't do nothing, but I got to eat some crow now. That's some humbling experiences, isn't it? Glory to the King. Did y'all see the video that Ringo TV Reactions did? That brother, man, I've known him for a long time. He's been on YouTube. He was on YouTube 2 years before I was. He go way back. Way back. And that's saying something, because I think he was on in 2006. I came on in 2008. And that man, he said he going to expose Pastor Dow. And then, of course, the trolls start coming in. He got them all, too. But he really did a good video. He really, truly did. Because on the video I did in Florida, you know, I'm always trying to minister to people, what y'all doing?
Yes, sir.
We're proving to everybody out there it does work. Listen, we just purchased another 73 acres of land in the ministry. We have 12 to 14 communities. Somewhere along in there. where they're already being worked on, or people living on it, or they've been functioning for a while. We have a lot going on. We do. And I hope everybody understands this particular vision right here. Y'all got to keep this thing going, man. You got to keep on buying more land, having more set apart places. You got to. I mean, y'all should have said he's going to have a remnant. I just happen to believe that this is one of the ways he's going to have a remnant. How can he have a... Okay, I'm going to run this down again, all right? Abraham says to the Most High, if there's 50 righteous in Sodom, y'all tell me that there's 50 righteous in Nashville, Tennessee. I just came just from the airport in Atlanta, and the only righteous that was in that whole entire airport was me and Mama Nell. That's it. I didn't see nobody. No matter of fact, y'all is so far from the conscious and minds of people.
Yeah,
it's
true. Yeah.
He is not at all in their thoughts.
Come on.
Can you imagine living life and flying on these damn airplanes, man, and he is not even in your thoughts? I cannot even imagine a day go by and I don't pay homage to
him.
They'd be like, man, what a wasted day.
Yeah,
ooh,
yeah, for real.
Yeah,
come on,
yes, sir. A wasted day. But if anybody can get in contact with Ringo TV, I sent a message toward the end of the broadcast. I need for him to leave me his mailing address and phone number. I got something I need to send him. You know, Rupert said, same with me in the Seattle airport last night. Me and Mama T only, and that was it. The whole world, Satan got this place, man.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Satan has got this world. The book says, and the whole world lies in wickedness. Mm-hmm. And is under the control of the wicked one. Man, anyway, hey, Brother Israel, pull up that shout-out that Ringo TV reaction put up to me last night. He had about a 2-hour and 40-minute broadcast that he went over a 38-minute video, I think, that I did, and he broke that thing down because he ministers and preached in between all that. Spot on. Trying to do everything he can in this with this platform to help save folk alive. Go ahead and play that real quick, man. Let's hear.
You're not assured of yourself. So anytime I talk about polygyny, you want to cry. It doesn't make any sense. A man is not designed to be with one woman. A man is supposed to be producing family. This is why you ladies are mad with Nick Cannon. Because of the babies that he's producing. It ain't like he's just out here sleeping around with random women. He's taking care of the women, and he's taking care of his children. Mm-hmm. I don't know his status in terms of his belief system. Some people say that he know he's an Israelite. If that's true, hey, cool, you know. But at the end of the day, I respect the fact that the brother got all of his women in order where they're not out there fighting one another. They don't care. I mean, they care in the sense that they're with him. But he has some sense of order. You don't see them online talking crap about him, spreading gossip, saying he's dead, he's a deadbeat. You don't see that from none of the women. Why? Because they respect him. That's why. Old oppressive. Pastor Dow is in the building. Salute. Make sure y'all all subscribe to Pastor Dow's channel. That's the man himself right there. The man that's in the video. That's him right there in the live chat. Appreciate you. for sponsoring the show, supporting the work. He said, it's a blessing, my brother. Always good hearing from you. I mean, if you've been watching the stream thus far, I've said a lot of words. And just making this particular show, it makes me feel good. You know, I feel like I'm making the people understand who you are. Because a lot of people may not know your work. They may not understand the mission. And if through this stream it can kind of lead people to the truth even more, then I'm happy with that. I know for a fact that you're a pastor. I know that. There's no question in that. And we need more people to support what you're doing. And more people need to listen to your message because it inspires me to improve what I do. You know, because I see the work that's being done. And I'm looking at the work and it's amazing. And at the same time, I'm like, man, that's a lot, man. But in due time, all of the brothers, they're gonna get it together. They're gonna get it together. Because they see the blueprint. The videos are there. The encouragement is there. We just need brothers to get on the same mind. Brother New Breed is pretty much talking in lines with those very same points of building community, getting land. So eventually what's going to happen is the younger brothers are going to move towards that direction. In due time, it's going to happen. So I appreciate the fact that you made this particular video. Because I saw this video yesterday, and I was doing some work, and I was just letting the video play. And it was almost as if though you just kind of stepped out of yourself and just said, I'm going to preach one message in a video that's going to have everything a man needs to push him to the next level. And that's this video right here. This video is a blueprint. This video every man needs to see because it speaks about life. It's not about boasting. Some people will look at the video and they'll say, oh, he's talking about how this and houses and compound and like he's better than this and that. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, he's doing way better than a lot of you. It's not about boasting. It's real talk. We can't sugarcoat this. The way he described what's going on is real. If you live in an apartment building, somebody's above, somebody's below, you're all packed up like sardines. That's not the way you're supposed to live. You got to take an elevator to come to your place. That's not the way you're supposed to live. If you live in a house and your house is 6 feet next door from somebody else, that's not the way you're supposed to live. Your backyard, you can't even do nothing in there. You don't even got no land. You can't do nothing. Okay. You can be thankful that you got it. Okay, cool. But that's not the way you're supposed to live. If you look at their community and you see the way things are structured, bam, it's heaven on earth. It's literally heaven on earth. I've seen testimonies of people that visited Straightway. And the smile on their face. They just like, they're looking around like, I mean, the other day, I think he had a video with, I forgot the guy's name. I think it's Jason something. He has a YouTube platform, too. He visited the assembly area. And he walked in. He looked around. I think Pastor Dow went up where the podium is. It's the pulpit area. And I think the guy named Jason was just kind of just looking. I think Pastor Dow said, oh, so you're just kind of he didn't even want to go up. Like, I don't even want to step up there. I just want to stay here and just look at everything. Because it's one thing to see it when you're watching the videos, but I'm pretty sure it's even more amazing when you're actually there. And he was overwhelmed, and he took him on a tour around the place. Think about that. This is what us brothers are supposed to be doing. That's why he titled that video. And if you're trying to find that particular video, right, it's titled, "This is Directed to Men," right? And it really is directed to men, because it shows us that there's a world out there that we have not even tapped into. We're literally in a prison. And we think we're living, but we're just existing. We haven't really even started to live. We're breathing, but we haven't started to live yet. We're just existing in a moment. So we really have to support one another in this one, fam. You know what I mean? So, again, salute to Pastor Dow for his contributions and all the work. And also, make sure y'all support New Breed.
And mind you, he went on like that for hours. But like I said, hey, he's got his eyes wide open. Most of y'all open. But I want to let y'all know something. You know, a lot of people say that this is my vision. I'm telling you, all I'm doing is pointing people to what the Bible says, what y'all has already laid out. It is just so clear if you know how to read the print. And then when you see straightway, you see what is on those pages come to life because y'all gave it to us. We can go from the law to the prophets to Yahshua and the apostles and just break it down. Man, how many times have I broke this thing down? Running this thing down from one end of the Bible, always scaling to the other end, and everybody ignores it. They ignore it. But you have to understand, I don't mind. And I know that people are going to ignore it because it's not given to them.
Yeah.
Y'all said it's just going to have a rhythm.
Yeah.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Abraham couldn't find no 50. He would have kept on going all the way down until he got just a lot. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
Y'all said, look, let's just stop this nonsense right now. At the end of it, the book says, when he comes, shall he find faith on his earth? And I'm going to tell you right now, that's only coming from the remnant. Yah has done nothing but improve on the amount of people that he has redeemed.
Yes.
That he has set apart, set aside for salvation.
Yes.
When he did the flood, the whole entire world, but only eight souls. People, everybody want to be a part of the story of Noah, but would you have done it? Would you have helped Noah build that ark?
Mm-hmm.
All that Noah had was himself and his sons.
Yeah.
And their wives. That's it. And we're supposed to be getting in the ark right now.
Yeah.
There's a natural ark and then there's a spiritual ark. We're supposed to be building right now.
Yes.
We're getting warning. But this time, the earth won't be destroyed by fire.
Yes, sir.
And people out here playing games with the only soul that they have.
Yeah.
The only soul that they have. So, yeah, I'm supposed to be here to put a defibrillator on your mind to remind you that this is what y'all told us to do. I mean, was Jesus playing when he said, unless a man forsake all that he has, he cannot be my disciple? So why is that only to us and not everybody else out in the world? I thought when he said the one, he said all.
Yeah, sir.
It's obvious that we always have been able to build in captivity. Isaiah and Jeremiah proved that too. We can build in captivity. And so, we're not supposed to take that blueprint? What do you think it means when and all they believed were together. Okay, when they were together, what were they doing? Just sitting there around campfire singing Kumbaya? How they get from house to house unless they build it themselves? It's there.
Yeah.
You build your houses. You plant gardens. Guess what we're going to be doing even in the kingdom?
Oh, yeah.
Most of you think you're just going to be sitting back reclining like Romans, having somebody give you grace while somebody's fanning you. Where do y'all get these fairy tales from? The kingdom is the kingdom for that 1,000 years here on this earth. The age of time where there's going to be no sin
permitted.
Then it's going to loose the enemy, Satan, one more time. And then after that, he's going to be destroyed.
Hallelujah.
And the Most High is going to sanctify and cleanse the heavens and the earth. And we're going to be there to sit there and watch him create a new heaven.
Oh,
and a new earth where sin is never touched.
Wow.
Now, that's a big wow.
Yeah.
We're going to be sitting back standing in awe.
Yeah.
Wow. For you that have followed me in this regeneration, listen, enter into the joy of our King. Well, this is what I got prepared for you right here. And you don't want to give up this little sorry piece of crap of a life.
With it, come on.
You want to soak and immerse yourself in this cesspool of hell and then try to soak it out and then try to get as much as you can, milk it for as much as you can in this wicked-ass world and trade eternity for that old fool. Somebody's got to be.
Yeah.
It's just not intelligent, man.
Wow.
I mean, you would think you would give humanity more credit than that, but this is just simply not intelligent.
Wow.
It's to trade this life.
Come on, sir. Come on, sir.
For the eternal life? That's not intelligent at all. That's why I started talking about hard, because all the hard men, they're dying off.
Yes, sir.
They're dying off. Nobody wants to work no more. Okay, so the book says work out your salvation with fear and trembling. How do you do that? How do you do that unless you're actually physically doing something?
Wow.
And you do it because of obedience.
Yeah.
To the Most High, yeah, because you love it.
Yes,
yeah. That's fear and that's trembling.
Yes.
That's respect.
Yes.
Now, sisters, get mad at Pastor Dowell all you want. But the book says there's no wickedness like the wickedness of a woman. So what are you going to do, fight the man for that?
Yeah.
You just like one that beat up the air.
Me down.
Y'all wrote that about y'all.
Yeah.
You should believe it.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Yes, sir.
You should believe
sir.
It.
Yes, sir.
You ain't, he said he looked out among a thousand.
Ooh.
And he said among a thousand, he could not find one righteous woman. You should believe that.
Yeah.
Then he said, and then among the men, he found one.
Yes, sir.
One righteous man. That's the hell up that odds in y'all. Think about it. Y'all wrote that.
Yeah.
One of the most wicked things that there is on this earth is when another woman is jealous over another woman. You should believe that.
Yeah.
But see, what y'all want to do is try to justify yourself into it when you see all this malice and ill will, all this contention. Hey, only by strife and contention come every evil work.
Yes.
Every evil work. Now, who's working evil and who's working righteousness?
Come on,
If you read it in the scriptures, believe it and stop arguing with it.
There you go. Yeah.
Believe what it says.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Huh? Like I said in that video. You doing your little own religious thing, and then one day you heard a preacher. You've been in church all your life. Ain't never heard. You've been believing all your life, ain't never believed.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day you heard a preacher.
Yep.
And then after you heard the voice of that preacher,
yep.
Then the Holy Spirit moves in.
Oh, yeah.
He begins to minister to your mind and conscience.
Yeah.
You know you got all this going on in the inside of you, and everybody else around you, they look at you like, what is going on? And they don't understand.
Yes,
it has
yes.
not been given to them
wow.
to understand.
Come on,
you didn't know one scripture, but yet he opened your understanding so you could understand the scripture.
Hallelujah.
And then the very things that you used to love, you find yourself hating.
Yeah.
And the stuff that you used to hate, now you find yourself loving.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It's amazing and remarkable what God does in this regeneration.
Yes.
And now Jesus is supping with you because you opened up the door.
Yeah.
And he's been talking to you ever since.
Yeah. Yes,
through the good, the bad,
yes.
the ugly, the ups, and the downs. And
wow.
And I keep telling women over and over again, well, we hear Jesus too. Yeah, okay. All right. All right. So what great work on this earth that a righteous woman is doing? It ain't been given to you to lead.
Come on.
That's been given for men.
Yes, sir.
You know, woman, that you're hearing the voice of Yah when you can obey your head.
Come on. Yeah.
Your head that is Yah fearing.
Yeah.
Sound like that one string banjo, don't.
Learn the song.
Brother Antonio. But be glad and rejoice forever. For that which I created, I create. Jerusalem a rejoicing and her people a joy. Isaiah 65:18, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, woman. Let me say this again to everybody. There ain't no such thing as equality in the kingdom. Serving the Most High is a dictatorship.
Yes.
And he has order set up.
Yes.
Yahweh, Yahshua,
yep.
man, woman, children. And you despise any of that order, you despise Yah.
Yes. True.
True. No woman has ever seen the similitude of Yah but man.
Jesus. Jesus.
He's not going to break his order for nobody.
Hallelujah.
You got this righteous, Yah-fearing man. Now, let me use me as an example. I'm a righteous, Yah-fearing man. I don't care what the world thinks. I'm supposed to be disparaged. I'm supposed to be ran down in the dirt. You know, I'm supposed to be. I get it. If it wasn't written about, then I could probably be depressed too. But since I already know what to expect, don't trouble me at all.
Yeah.
But each of them in my house, they know how much they love Jesus by her, how much they obey me.
Hallelujah.
They know how much they fear Yah by how much they reverence me.
Hallelujah.
same bar.
Yes, sir.
How can you say you love Yah who you can't see?
Oh,
yeah. Man, you got your brother sitting right here. Who you can see.
Yeah.
But you say, I don't love him. Man, I'll show you a liar and the truth ain't even in you. Yeah. And you women is trying to leapfrog your head to go straight to the Messiah. You are a liar. You're going to have a rude awakening come judgment day. If Yahshua even went to the point and said, whatsoever you done to the least of these, you also done to me. What type of obedience does he expect for the women to be to their husbands? You thought we would have learned the story as many times we read it about our households. You had Vesty. Here she is going to sit up there and do our own little party and then front this man out like this. This is coming from a, listen. If this type of discipline is coming from a pagan kingdom, how much more do you expect from us? Y'all ain't, but I'm telling you, man, all this foolishness, all this nonsense is going on, man. Y'all better dial to this stuff, put this stuff to rest this time out for us.
Yes,
and man, that's why I keep telling you, you better make sure that you choose the right woman for your life.
Yes.
Because she will either make you or break you.
Yeah.
There have been many women that sent men to an early grave.
Yeah.
Constant nagging. Constant bitching. Constant murmuring. Constant complaining. Just constantly mouth. You would think that we would believe a woman of a meek and quiet spirit is of a great price. You would think that women would learn ourselves just from hearing that.
Come on. Yeah.
Y'all know for real.
Yeah.
When we're speaking about the women, we're speaking about the condition of the assembly.
Go
ahead. Assembly the same damn way.
Yep.
You look at Will Smith. Got all his money and stuff, and ain't got no peace, no happiness, no joy. That woman is done tore his ass down. Look at Johnny Depp. Look what that woman did to him. And he went to court, won that case, but look at his life.
Yeah.
On display. Glass house now open to the whole public. Just so he can get vindication and go to court, man, and then just literally whoop this woman in court. But the damage has been done. Women of hostile demeanor, verbally combative, masculine, an unfaithful woman that has never, ever, ever experienced any kind of happiness before in her life. Any kind of care before in her life because ain't nobody ever really cared about her. She will send you to an early grave. That's why I keep telling you, real, true, solid Israelite families and relationships, they can't be built on this romantic shit.
Sir,
not on old damn feelings and emotion. It has to be built on a solid rock. It has to be built on stuff.
Yes, sir.
See, they have romanticized everything.
Yep.
And everything is abstract with us. Whatever happened to duty?
Come on
with it. Whatever happened to responsibility? Whatever happened thinking and caring more about others than your own self?
Ooh, come on.
Preach.
Come on, chef.
And I'm telling you right now, man, go over there and keep playing these emotional roller coaster games with these women right here, but you're going to find yourself, boy, you're going to find yourself in an early grave as well and trapped in your own weakness.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And stop wasting your life being with the wrong people. You can't tell when somebody is toxic. Where's your discernment at? You want to be around people who are going to enhance your spirituality.
Yeah.
Want to be around people who's going to make sure that they'll benefit.
That's good, Chuck.
that they are an asset and not a liability to your development.
That's good.
Oh, Pastor Dow, yeah, I know Pastor Dow, I bet, but Pastor Dow, but. Just believe what the book says.
There you go. There you go.
You'll be all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I'm actually thinking about, I was thinking about, but then I actually quickly let it move from my mind because I'm already working on this home up here. I was thinking about trying to do a home building class to show y'all how we can build a home in 7 days.
Mm.
Out here on this land, just 7 days. But you know what I said? I done gave and had the brother give so many classes. And nobody thought it was important to show up. Just a few people. I gave so many classes, I couldn't even get the leaders of communities, the leaders of home fellowships to even show up to the classes. That's why I keep telling you, you can't get the leaders to show up, how in the hell are people going to show up?
Yeah.
They can only go as far as you go as a leader.
Yes, sir.
So no, I ain't doing no more building classes. Our building class is going to be when we are building. I've actually spent these days teaching people how to square buildings right out of this front yard right here. And you can't even find 5 Israelites that know how to square a building. Because you got to know how to square a building before you build. They like Ringo said, man, y'all trying to talk about this man bragging. He ain't bragging. He's telling you the truth.
Yeah.
Trying to wake y'all up out of sleep.
Yeah.
It just never made no sense to me. Why go out there and spend over half your income for a roof over your head that you don't even own?
Yeah.
Now, do that if you're going to be in y'all's vision and kingdom. Stack up, say some Federal Reserve notes with the vision of we're going to move out here on this land. It's going to get to a point where we owe nobody nothing. Because, you know, they would have to flag that service that I did. Did anybody make a video of the service I did a few Sabbaths ago while I showed y'all our little humble beginnings at Straightway and just took out the beginning part when I started talking about the jabs and all that other stuff. Anybody do that? So I did mention it. I know I mentioned it. And nobody thought it. Nope, just passed out. He just talking. I did that so we could have a service that I could put right back up on the page so we wouldn't get flagged again because I didn't talk about the jab during the service. My tech team. See how much y'all listening? Y'all ain't listen to a damn thing. And out of faith come.
Right here.
Faith is always accompanied with right action.
Yes, sir.
So if a man says that he have faith without works, I will show you my faith by my works. I'm going to show you what I believe by what I do. I hope someone did do it. If they did do it, I need the link. I hope it's put on YouTube so I can download it and then re-upload it. I need some communication. It should have went up the food chain and gotten to me, knowing that it's important. Hallelujah. And by the way, there's another brother out there. He listens to the ministry so much, he's starting to sound like me, too. He's still in the military. He's an EA. I think he's a first sergeant. Closer to God Ministries. Put up his banner up there, Michael Israel. Him and Ringo, because, you know, y'all should try to go over and support them, man. Subscribe to their channels and everything. Closer to God Ministries. You got that banner up? Ain't nothing on there in particular. Y'all check him out on YouTube, all right?
This turn, I want to tell you what is going to make us a lot different from a lot of other ministries out there. There are some good ministries out there, and oftentimes you don't get to see the goodness, the righteousness of those good ministries. Oftentimes we get our judgment clouded by ministries that aren't really pure and teaching the right word, the message.
So that's Closer to God Ministry. Y'all go over and subscribe to him as well, all right? That brother's on point. Matter of fact, he let Geno Jennings have it, too. He ripped Geno Jennings. I guess that's that old drill sergeant, D.I. in it. But, so what y'all think about Geno Jennings? He's a coward, isn't he?
Yes, sir.
Elder Rufus, Pastor Muir, and all of them, they had it right. They said he ain't going to do it. They called it from the very beginning. I'm sitting there thinking, see, I guess I make the mistake of thinking, well, man, this man pretty bold the way he talks. He's standing on truth. I'm thinking, man, if he's going to talk like that, he wouldn't have no problem talking like that at all. Man, was I sadly mistaken. I was sadly mistaken, man. Surely I thought he would be out there. With all that shadow boxing he'd be doing up and everything, man, I thought, man, so if your leader is a coward, all y'all at First Church are cowards.
True.
How the hell gonna lead y'all to a war? Huh? Y'all just like them dang bullies on the block, man. They got that loud mouth. All you gotta do is pop them in the damn mouth one at a time.
Yeah,
see
true.
What he got.
True.
He fire off scrap. Let's see if you still a bully. I was in the You ever heard of late bloomers, you know, people who bloom late?
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? That was me, late bloomer, right? But I was in the 9th or 10th grade, and there was this guy like 4 or 5 years older than everybody in the neighborhood, and he'd have certain people he'd know who to pick on. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
For some reason, he would never pick on me, though. I did have a reputation, too, of knocking dust off these two, though. But I was quiet, though. You know what I mean? And then one day, you remember I told you about the guy that picked up a rock and hit me in the back? I had about 15 guys around him. It was in the cut. I was talking about that, man. And now when he got Dad down, and then Dad down said, I tell you what, they're going to come. You're going to literally fear his presence and quake. Because that was like 15, though. It was just me and Dad out. We was getting ready. You know, I was going to get my daddy, man. Because he picked up a rock, hit me in the back, and there was about 8 of them down there. And I turned around and go step to him, and they all started stepping to me. I said, man, this ain't a good time to fight right here. You know what I mean? And mind you, we didn't have guns on us then. It was just this. I would take my chances with 2 at that time, but not 8. Does that make sense?
Yeah, makes
sense. So anyway, I'm in the military now, right? I come home, and the next thing you know, I heard that this same guy, him and another guy, had either ganged or tried to bully or push on my little brother, the one behind me that's taller than me. So you know what I did, right? I was on vacation. Got in my car by myself and drove down to the old cut. And guess who was there? I be damned. He knew I wasn't coming to say how you doing either. I promise you that. He damn sure knew I wasn't coming to say how you doing. And for sure enough, man, he looked like one of them little wet dogs hiding in the corner, even though he was sitting on the step. But as I was walking up to him, I went there with the sole purpose to whoop every piece of his ass. and then strip his ass bare naked, and then the last thing I was going to do was put my foot in it as I left. That book has become so frail and so weak for doing drugs.
Yeah.
I said, ain't this something? The bully ain't the bully no more, huh?
Wow.
Boy, life sure does have a way of turning, don't it?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, where's the other punk-ass nigga at? Where he at? Now, I'll tell you real live stories, too. I looked at it, man, and I said, Dad, thy words came up my mind. You know, cracked and fold worse than a damn chicken we butchered. Gwenny, it ain't even worth it, you know what I mean? I just let it go. I did. Oh, Elder Rufus, you're going to find this funny. I pick up my weapon from Bags Claim, and you know how they always zip tie everything, right? So myself and Mom and Nellie, we're waiting on my son Britt to come pick me up. And we're waiting there. I ain't going to go over the whole story, but I almost end up right where we get her to get picked up. Man, I almost got in a fight with a damn a Hispanic dude right there, I was this close to him like this. Get ready to stop a mud hole in here. I said, isn't this amazing? What happened to the respect of old men today? I told him, I said, oh, boy, you know, you got the wrong damn one, man. I threw my dad bag down, man, and went walking to him, man. I was waiting to see what kind of movie he's going to make. Cause sound like I'm angry. I promise I'm in perfect control. I was waiting to see if he's going to make a move, boy. Oh, I'm going to break him in half and throw him against that bus. Can you see headline news? I'm a 56-year-old man fighting a 20-something-year-old. It's just crazy, man. It's just crazy the way that this world is. Mama Nelly said, oh, okay, I'm getting ready to see Pastor Val really whoop somebody like you said. We're ready to see it. It's just sad. It's sick what goes on in this world today. I would have never, ever in my existence as a young man would have ever even thought about talking to an older man like that. It just wasn't it. We had, matter of fact, there was stuff for us you didn't have to explain. It was just that. If anything, I try to sit around an older man to learn something. This generation, like Elder Rufus just said, totally gone. Well, I was getting ready to make sure that they gone. We'll send them to Pluto. And there it goes again. It goes back to my video I did about fitness. Stay ready. If you are physically fit, you are literally a weapon. You can go right through TSA and never get beat. You got a skill set, a little small skill set. You ain't got no every damn thing. Just a little bit about each one of them. You are a weapon, man.
Yes, sir.
You can pass. They won't find no guns, no knives on you, but man, your mind is on. You on the ready.
Yes.
You just need to always be ready.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, for real. Don't go looking for no trouble. But when it comes to your doorstep, be ready to receive it.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, this is the big thing about it. Every warrior literally respects the warrior that he has to fight. Today, there's no respect. You understand what I mean? There's no one. Only thing that this generation even know what the word honor means. I don't think they have an idea. We are literally gone in this generation. G-O-N-E. So we have to rear our children, our sons, We have to show them what is right. They have to see it.
Yes, sir.
They have to be taught it.
Yes, sir.
From our perspective, not the world's perspective. We can't let the world teach them. We have to teach them.
Yeah.
And the way we can teach them is by guarding them and keeping them unspotted from the world.
Yeah.
The way all they are around and know is just Yah.
Yeah.
Bahamas is doing it.
Yes, sir.
We can do the same thing.
Yeah.
Nobody ever rebukes the Amish or called Amish or called nothing like that, man. But yet they got plenty of land. You looking at these folks, man, thinking they poor. They got more money than you do. Mm-hmm. Them folks are millionaires. Mm-hmm. Giddy said, you know these young punks cannot fight with their paint hanging off their ass wearing G's foam shoes. I'm telling you, I've seen some stuff down in Atlanta. Totally disgusting. Men acting like women. I don't even want to act it out in the skin because I don't even want their spirit to even think it has any entertainment jump on me.
Hallelujah.
It's that bad. I see the wisdom of Yah even more so, the reason why he told us, come out.
Yes, sir.
It makes so much sense.
Yes, sir.
And while we're coming out, the people that were out, they're going in.
Yes.
They literally want to go into this world.
Yes, sir.
And experience dumbness.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. What an honorable thing it is, man, to be able to raise a daughter and prepare her for marriage.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
By that time, you have lived long enough that you'll be able to judge cattle. You'll be able to know if you and she going to be married to a good man or not. At least we hope so. Unless you wasn't no hard worker and you lived a life of regret. And then all you have to offer is just being pissed off at yourself because you didn't mount to a hill of shit. Y'all need to hear talk like this.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
yes, sir.
Y'all got really true. Because I don't even think that I can talk tough enough or confront this generation enough. I think it's just totally numb. Elder Who said, I did not see one masculine man the entire time that I was in Seattle. So. All right, Brother Israel, give us a station identification break here for a second, and we're going to go ahead and get off into this jackleg liar, false man called Michael Brown. All right? Be right back.
If you like what you see, support the work of the ministry using Cash App or PayPal. Every time. Join Pastor Dow's Patreon to get all the unfiltered truth. Support the work of the ministry using Cash App or PayPal.
Now that's all for you. That ain't going to happen. He's gone.
Every Saturday night, tune in to Blog Talk Radio with the Pastor Dow.
Do you hear? Yep, I'm real proud too. He's in 18th Airborne Corps, right down the street.
Be sure to tune into the Shabbat message with Pastor Dow.
I guess this is just a call. Broadcast 91. This is my finger right here, though. Yeah, man, it's just, if I wasn't upgrading the sights, I would have to get Bridge Ruby to the front sight overlook. That's the only adjust you can have on it. You know what I mean? Huh? Well, he's fine. Oh no, you can't move that. No. That thing has no zero adjustability at all. Zero. I mean zero. You gotta put it, you know, it does have the plate on it where I can actually I'm upgrading and everything. But it being iron sights, you're gonna have to actually move it over the wall, right? Because, you know, you're looking at this screen right here. And you aim center mass, and it hits right here every single time. You know what I mean? That's when you have to know the weapon. That's when if it's, you know, you just aim here, you're going to hit here. You know what I mean? And yeah, oh yeah. Glory to the King. We back, Israel.
Hallelujah.
All right. We're going to show y'all what a snake and a liar and what a white devil look like. All right? This guy's a straight-up devil. Now, I'm an equal opportunity. I ain't going to say employer, but I'm an equal opportunity man. There's white and black devils. I tell black folks all the time, how the hell are you going to sit up there and tell me that you love your brother every time you turn around, you're murdering and killing each other?
There you go.
Every time I turn around and see these ratchet videos of y'all fighting each other like WWE and Walmart and all over the damn place. What is this madness? Don't tell me you give a damn about Black Lives Matter and you're killing each other.
There you go.
Y'all people are full of it.
Yeah.
But this is a white devil. Straight up. Not because he's white. I'm just identifying what he is. He's white. He's a white devil that purposely deceives the masses of the people. And just a contentious, the man must be starving for attention. But he's a classic piece of shit for real. Dr. Michael Brown. Let's give it up for Dr. Michael Brown. Brother Israel, go ahead and fire up the first one, man. First cut, man. Let's see what Dr. Michael Brown got with his unsanctified ass.
Can we? Somewhere in North Carolina, welcome to the line of fire.
Hold on, we need to turn this up some. Stop a second. Time out for a second. We need more volume over here because we have maxed out. We peaked. Whatever you got, give us all the juice you got, man. We need it. If I can, I'll try to come up and see if I can find something about some type of amplification system. I mean, we got this thing pegged, man.
Hey, Pastor, it's it might be something on your end because it's good on the stream.
Who are you looking for? Sound Blaster 100. Speaker 100. YouTube definitely 100.
That's your
beat.
Huh? That's the beat when we play.
Everybody's hearing it well. We just ain't hearing it good. Well, we're trying to struggle through it, man. Go ahead and play it, man. Y'all, cut that thing. Well, cut that AC off. And I got this younger side getting on my damn nerves all the time. Cut the AC off. Cut. I said, son of your ass, don't stop. You know what the hell I'm talking about. Okay, turn it off. Oh, okay. I said, okay, so now who looked most stupid? I say cut, and you agree with turn. So you don't turn. No, this is the type of stuff we be. Come on.
All right, let's go over to Kelly, somewhere in North Carolina. Welcome to the Line of Fire.
Okay, so first thing first, I just want to say all praises to the Most High, Yahweh.
Stop one second.
Heavenly Father, Bahashem, and the name.
He said, welcome to the Line of Fire. Does he look like he know what the hell a Line of Fire is? Look at it. Does this brother look like a warrior?
Oh, no.
Does he look like he has ever been a warrior?
No.
Does you even think he even, I don't even think he probably ever even shot a gun before. So how the hell do you know what the Line of Fire is? I mean, if you're going to try to talk masculine, be about it. Come on. Have some experience with it. Line of Fire. So anyway, here come one of these Hebrew Israelites. Joshua, Bashem, Hawassah, whatever it is. Let's watch it. Come on with it.
Yahweh Shai, who the world so called ignorantly Jesus Christ.
By the way, can I just say that you just all your Hebrew pronunciation is 100% wrong according to ancient Hebrew. Just want to let you know that. Since you called others ignorant,
you said it was
100% wrong according to ancient Hebrew. 100%. Grammatically, morphologically. Wrong.
Stop for a second. So, automatically, when I hear this, you know what I think of, right? You got one person speaking wrong telling another person who's speaking wrong that they're wrong.
Yeah.
He speaks a very foreign, Yiddish, Germanic type of a form of so-called a damn Hebrew. And they assume that they have the right ancient grammatic Hebrew. And it's a dead language. None of us in this generation or in the last 3 or 4 thousand years has spoke the same Hebrew that Moshe spoke.
There you go.
It's all been tainted and watered down. Again, but you know what I am saying. That's what we need to be going on.
Yes, sir.
Who told you you had a monopoly on what the tongue is? See what I'm talking about? What makes you so damn right? By what authority? By who?
Come on.
You speaking Yiddish, he's speaking bullshit. You speaking bullshit, he's speaking Yiddish. You're all full of shit.
Oh, shit.
But we still understand what you're saying or trying to say. See, that's that pride and that arrogance coming to say, I'm not going to play the damn games like this. Him, I would literally come unglued on. You know what I mean? Hell no, you putting that bullshit over on me. Welcome to the fire line.
Come on.
You fire BB guns, we're firing howitzers. I'm sorry, man. This one right here, this devil right here gets up on my last. I didn't hear on my forearm. Look, just notice his face, man. No, get up on the last hair on my forearms, man. Come on, man. I'm going to try to hold myself. Y'all help me, all right? Pray for Pastor now, okay?
Ancient Hebrew, which I read fluently.
He reads it fluently.
Just be honest with you. Just be
being honest with you.
Stop being honest.
I'm sorry. I'm being honest again. You full of shit.
Ancient Hebrew. I read it fluently. I read it fluently.
Bullshit. You don't read a damn ancient Hebrew fluently. You read what they tell you what is fluently. You are not reading ancient Paleo Hebrew. Not by Moses. Ain't nobody on this earth speaking the same tongue as Moses spake. Tell me I'm lying. Somebody come on, tell me I'm lying. He said he reads it fluent. Who are the authorities that say you read it fluent?
There you go. There you go.
The damn chicken dancing Jews? That's what I'm saying. When we talk about the feast days. Alright, okay. I know what the prophecy says. I know what Yahshua said. I know he said it's going to be like a little sanctuary. Now, I also know the scathing rebuke that Yahshua, Jesus, gave. And if I was being corrected, y'all know how to be Yeshua. Gave them scribes and Pharisees. He told you, this day your house is left unto you desolate. In other words, you can have it. But the true worshipers are going to worship me in spirit and truth. So if I was to take my ass in this war-torn land where there ain't no temple, who are we going to report to? Who are we going to give tithe to? So you know what I'd rather do? I'd rather give tithe to Israel.
Yes, sir.
Come on, just pass the eye like see some of those tithes. Does that make sense? They're scattered in the dysphoria. See, this is the arrogance, because they automatically assume authority over everybody else. Mm-hmm. And who gave them this so-called perceived authority? There's only one language on the face of this planet Earth that has never changed. Type in three if you want to hear.
Three.
Y'all want to hear?
Yes, sir.
It's coming. You know it's coming, right?
Yes, sir.
Here it comes. Aramaic. Now, challenge on that one. That whole entire region spoke Aramaic. I wish I had brought Ray here tonight, man. Y'all know whenever we start talking about the language stuff, I bounce it off him. He said, oh, that's good enough. I'm like, hey, at least he says good enough. You understand? He ain't religious like the rest of them. By the way, Ray had another son, too.
Hey, Ray.
Him and Adele, boy, they popping out them little Israelites, ain't they?
Oh,
Woo-wee! Another son.
Yes.
Man, a beautiful son, too.
Oh, yeah.
How you know? Because he's born in straightway.
There you go.
All Israel children are beautiful. All of them are.
Yeah, yes.
I love them all.
Oh,
Elizabeth, she's finally warming up to me a little bit. She just looks at me like I'm an enigma. She, Elizabeth, how you doing, babe? She immediately looks over to Judith. And, Elizabeth, you know who I am. She'll warm up somewhere. Little dude warming up. Sometimes you let me hold it. Other times I ain't fooling with you. Little McNabb. I call him Little McNabb. He don't want to fool with me. Other time he fool with me. Put a truck right there. He had a truck right here next to him. The last Sabbath, his dad rolled a truck over it. He took off to go get that truck, and I did like he didn't look. He turned around, went back. Truck gone. Truck gone. I still got some pictures with the boy. Sure do. That's my boy. I love children, man. Love them. Oh, I love them, man. I just love children so much. I love them all. And you know what the children love, Pastor Dow? They love me, man. I get a hug from children, can't get no hugs from no adults. Unless you become as a little child.
Ooh, yeah.
But anyway, come on. I'm going to try to stomach this. Brother Israel, you got to bear with me, man. Because this damn devil, this damn Satanist right here, look at him. Ooh. Now, I tell you what, make me small and blow his ass up so I get more offended. That's good enough. That's good enough. Look at him. Look at his spear.
Yeah. Yep.
Damn Beetlejuice.
Where's your beard at?
Oh, damn.
You claim to be a Jew, but where's your beard? Man. Now, y'all know if I'm upset, I'm upset for a reason.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Brother Israel. I'm sorry. Come on. Let's go.
Trump.
I know it's wrong because we know vowel structure from the ancient languages.
I'm pretty sure. Well, okay. So what's your answer to the ancient Hebrew name of our Heavenly Father?
Yahweh and Yeshua. Yeshua is fixed. We know that for certain.
Stop.
Teach you over to Exodus chapter 3. Start at verse 13. We're going to read verse 13, 14. All right, here we go, okay? All right?
Now, mind you, Abraham, our father of faith, they even asked the most, Abraham asked Moses, tell me what is your name? He said, why is it that you ask after my name, seeing that it is secret, seeing that it is wonderful, seeing that it is beautiful? Abraham didn't know about his name.
Wow.
Did y'all hear what I said?
Yes, sir.
I said Abraham did not know him by his name, but he knew him.
Yes.
So come on now.
Yes,
come on. How is it that you can know someone and not know their name? Man, don't get me started. There's a lot of you I see in this ministry. I still to this day don't know your name, but I know you.
Come on. Yeah.
Jacob. All right, teach. Go ahead and read.
And Moses said unto Yah, behold, I come unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, the Elohim your father has sent me unto you, and they shall say unto me, what is his name?
What? This name, they've been going on for a long time now, right? Because back then, they had a plethora of God. There was a pantheon of God. Mm-hmm. So what is this? What is his name? Mm-hmm. Come on.
What shall I say unto them?
And
Yah said unto Moses, I am that I am.
Oh. He didn't give a name. He just said, I am that I am.
Yes.
Are you following? He still didn't give no name. Everybody that asks what his name is, that's the answer you're going to keep getting from the Most High Yah. Because it's personal to him.
Yeah.
I am. Is the Elyon. Is Shah Elyon. Reteach.
Ain't that? Thus shall you say unto the children of Israel.
What do you say?
I am has sent me unto you.
In other words, think about that for a second. When somebody say, I am. Yahshua is the only one that says, I am.
Yes.
The way.
Yes.
I am.
Yes.
The truth.
Yes.
I am the life.
Yes.
And then he watches.
Yes.
No one.
Come on.
nobody
come on.
Can come unto the Father except by me. I got to say so. Woo, you know, that do me some good. Woo, they get the anointing flowing right there.
Sweet, sir.
Woo. Keep reading. Go to verse 15.
And Yah said, moreover, unto Moses.
What did he say?
Thus shall you say unto the children of Israel.
Now, you know the way it should be reading? Thus shall you say unto Israel's children.
Mm. Wow.
I'm just being more concrete.
Mm. Wow.
I'm not changing scripture.
Mm.
I understand translation.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I know it is. I promise I know it is.
Yes, sir.
What did he say?
The Elohim of your fathers.
Yahweh, the Elohim of your fathers.
The Elohim of Abraham. Elohim of Isaac, the Elohim of Jacob,
mm-hmm.
has sent me unto you. This is my name forever,
oui.
And this is my memorial to all generations.
So he gave him the name Egyar Shah Egyar. But then he revealed himself unto Moses as Yod-Heh-Vah-Heh. You get this?
Mm-hmm.
And his name shall be called Wonderful.
Oh, yes.
Go to Isaiah, man. Go to Isaiah, man. Go to Isaiah 9:6. Watch this. I want to show y'all something. Everybody want to lock down on what his name is. His name is his character. His name is his nature. His name is however he reveals himself to you at that time.
Oh, yeah.
Watch this. Isaiah 9:6 reads.
For unto us a child is born.
A what is born?
Child. For unto us
a what?
A son is given.
Mm-hmm.
And the government.
You hear this, son? And the government what?
Shall be upon his shoulder.
The child, right?
Mm-hmm.
The child. That's a big government.
Yeah.
That's a big government
mm-hmm.
up on his shoulders. Come on.
And his name?
Oh, now we identify him personal.
Come on.
This is first person now.
Mm-hmm.
Not third, fourth, fifth.
Yeah.
Come on. Read on.
Name shall be called
what?
Wonderful.
Oh. Abraham?
Oh.
When Yahweh answered Abraham, he said, why is it that you ask after my name, seeing it is wonderful?
Yes.
Same thing the Most High said to Yahweh Elohim. Come on.
Counselor, the mighty Elohim, the everlasting Father,
oh, hallelujah, the child,
the Prince of Peace.
Oh, yeah.
Read on verse 7. This is real good.
Mm-hmm.
See, we didn't got to hear this damn devil word. Look at that word. Look at this. Look at that spirit on his ass.
Damn.
See, they ain't nothing but a damn devil.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get no respect for me because I know your ass.
Mm-hmm.
You know how Jesus knew the scribes and Pharisees in John 8.
Come on.
That same, well, I see the same damn spirit on him. Same wicked ass spirit on him.
Wow.
I don't acknowledge him. You don't acknowledge me. Who gives a shit? We'll find out. And he ain't one.
Yeah.
He ain't got a drop of the Holy Spirit. Not one drop of the Holy Spirit. He don't even know what the Holy Spirit, he don't even know what the Ruach is.
Wow.
Never even had a visitation from him.
Wow.
But he's set up as a deceiver.
Yeah.
Read that, teach.
Of the increase of his government.
That shall go out.
And peace.
Uh-huh.
There shall be no end. And upon the throne of David.
Man, you got people going off now trying to call David the Messiah.
Oh, man.
Man, they so stupid, man, out here nowadays. They sit up and don't even understand what is the throne of David.
If I start on this path, go down this road, we'll be here till 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yes,
come on, teach. Read. Just read.
And upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with judgment from henceforth, even forever.
Hallelujah.
The zeal of Yah of hosts will perform this.
Read Isaiah 7:14. Here we go. Y'all sure y'all can handle this much truth?
Come on. Mark up.
Therefore Yah himself shall give you a sign.
A what?
A sign.
Let's see what the sign is.
Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel.
So watch it. I'm going to show y'all how smart people are today, right? All right? Y'all waiting on this, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, y'all waiting?
Yes, sir.
Right, so watch this. I'm going to show how smart the Ruach is.
Mm-hmm.
So today, in our logic and reason, we'll say, there's no way in hell a virgin can conceive. Is that right?
Come on.
Okay, because we're narrow-minded.
Mm-hmm.
When a man goes into a woman, and he is the only one that's ever been there, is she still a virgin? She was a virgin when he got there.
Mm-hmm.
If she conceives, she was a virgin at that time. Watch out. Hold on. She ain't been experienced. When a man go into a woman, she was a virgin, right?
Yes, sir.
He's the only one been there. Y'all getting this, right?
Yes, sir.
Conceived. I ain't playing all that game. I believe purely, point blank, that the Most High is the one who called Miriam to conceive this child.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Because yep. This one had to be pure.
Yes. Yes.
Yep. Without sin.
Yes.
Because remember, when Yahshua was born in the world, he was born without sin.
Yes, sir.
I mean, he came into this world. Satan knew who he was.
Yeah.
He clearly knew who he was.
Yeah.
But when he came into this world right here, he had to take the sins of the whole world upon him.
Mm.
Is this making any sense whatsoever at all?
Yes, sir.
So watch this. I ain't going to hell with this Catholic Church shit. All right? This virgin is going to conceive. This virgin is going to have a child. So why is it that it's so hard for Yah to take a woman and birth his son, his child? But it ain't so hard for us to understand that Yah created this earth, hung it up on nothing. Created man out of dust in this earth, formed him out of nothing,
right.
Formed every animal out of the same dust,
yeah,
that
right.
He formed
yeah.
Out of.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody contest that. But when it comes to this, I was an open contestant.
Wow.
But
wow.
The prophecy says.
There you go.
That Yahweh himself will give you a sign.
Yeah. Right.
A virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name what?
Emmanuel.
Well, Matthew. No, I love this subject right
yes,
here.
Sir. Yep.
1:18 to read, teach. You heard the prophecy, right?
Yes, sir.
That's why I keep telling people, the majority, I'm going to say a great portion of the so-called New Testament is prophecy repeated.
Yes.
Read on.
That's good.
Watch this.
Now, the birth of Jesus was on this wise. When his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph,
before they
knew one another.
No, I'm keeping it holy right here. I'm doing this.
Yes, sir.
Before they came together,
mm-hmm.
She was what?
she was found with child of the Holy Spirit.
Read.
Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man.
We got three men like yesterday. Every time you turn around, because of every damn thing that's happened in this world today, a man today is doing everything he can to try to destroy the reputation of a woman.
Mm-hmm.
We got people so damn bitter and off, man, that they would rather see the woman plummeted into utter poverty.
Mm-hmm.
Next to death. And her name ran through the damn mud. But yourself, a just man.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't want the public to know anything about what was going on. A just man.
Just. Yep.
What kind of shit is that? You're a man already by divine fiat, born as the head, the authority, and every damn thing else. You run wiki, you being dirty as shit. But then all of a sudden, any time that she so-called, what you think, proceed to step out, so you want to punish her. Make a open example of her. You understand what I mean? What kind of man is that? Why would you want to destroy her reputation?
And their
birth? Yeah. But being a just man, he put her away.
Privilege.
Watch this.
But while he thought on these things, behold.
No, he thinking about, right? Now, I know Mary. I know Miriam. She says, ain't nobody been with me. I know her. Ain't nobody been with her. But I'm struggling now. I'm in the world. It's just real.
Yeah.
Man. Come on now. She tell, I know her. She would not lie.
Right.
She does not lie. I know that. She says, if a man hadn't been with me, I know that a man has not been with me. But how do I reconcile this?
Mm.
Joseph is struggling with this thought within his own self, so much so to the point he just cannot make it happen.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, in come the intervention.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
The angel of Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Read.
But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of Yahweh appeared unto him in a dream.
You know what, man? I don't even think we can even interpret dreams nowadays because we're so corrupt. You know what I mean? What's junk, man? What's real? You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
I mean, Satan has just done a masterful job of confusion.
Yes, sir.
Because God did say that he would speak to us in a vision or in a
dream.
So that means Joseph was a prophet then.
True.
Oh, here we go again. Here we go again.
Wow.
Y'all told us clearly, if it be any prophet among you, I am going to make myself known unto him.
Wow.
In a vision or in a what?
Dream.
A dream. Okay, thank you very much.
Wow.
All I'm doing is stick with the book.
Yes, sir.
I don't need Webster's. I don't need Mary. I don't need this damn modern-day so-called Hebrew, skittish, Whittish, whatever you call it.
Yes, sir.
Scripture interprets scripture.
Yes, sir. Yes.
I'm just a hard line on that. Come on.
Daniel of Yah appeared unto him in a dream, saying.
What did he say?
Joseph, thou son of David.
Do what?
Fear not to take unto you Mary your wife. For that which is conceived of her is of the Holy Spirit.
Read on.
And she shall bring forth a son.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Wait. This same angel of the Most High God is talking just like with the mouthpiece of Yah prophets.
Ooh.
He just got finished saying over in Isaiah 7.
Yes, sir.
And she read on.
And you shall call his name Jesus.
Got some news for y'all. They didn't call his name Jesus. Even back then, they didn't call his name Jesus. And you shall call his name Yeshua. So I mean, you you're reading English, you think, oh, yeah, Yeshua. Go look up what does the word Yeshua, name Yeshua, mean in Hebrew. See, not right now, I got all people, they tore up his, I don't know what. Now, mind you, you're talking to a man who clearly have told you that the name Jesus is a perfect transliteration.
Yes, sir.
I broke it down. That's when I broke it down. If there was something so bad about it every day, I would have told y'all by now, because I don't want to be false in no way, shape, or form. But it's a perfect transliteration.
Yes, sir.
Speaking this dog language that we speak in now.
Wow.
It is amazing that the Holy Spirit recognizes us saying it, though. In power, in strength, in light, in healing, in salvation, in baptism.
Oh, thank you.
Man, you people need to stop being so dang educated.
There you go.
And you shall call his name Jesus, and for what?
For he shall save his people.
Hallelujah.
From
dirt. Keep reading. Keep reading. We're getting to the prophecy now.
And all this was done that it might be fulfilled.
Come on.
Which was spoken of the Master by the prophet.
Oh, so all this.
Yep.
So it means it's already been said before.
Yes, sir.
And it is written, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Read on.
Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel,
which
being interpreted is God with us.
Okay, so what are we going to do now? It all happened according to the prophecy.
Yes, sir. Yes.
All right, let's put on damn crack brown.
That's where you're wrong, because there's no you in the ancient Hebrew Galileo.
Yes, there is. Of course there is. You're 100% ignorant. This is my field. I've got a PhD in it. I read it fluently in the original script.
I'm sorry. Bro.
PhD.
Well, I am. Well, good. Hey, I'm 100% fluent. I got a PhD.
Well, he say PhD.
PhD.
I've got a PhD.
Right,
I do. Praise him.
Yeah.
So we're going to sit up here and back and forth acronyms.
Oh, man.
I got a PhD, too.
Come on.
But watch this. But who is your PhD from?
Oh, yeah. There you go.
That's what I'm saying. Man, that's what I'm saying. Man, who gives a shit? Ain't nobody acknowledging your crap dog ghetto pseudo degrees. They don't acknowledge us.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Why should you acknowledge them?
Ooh.
Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
If they cannot acknowledge us, why should you acknowledge it? This is the same guy that turns around and says that Deuteronomy 28 pertains to all the white people of Israel. That's the same guy that says that. And I'm still trying to find a hieroglyphic where all these white people was in slavery. I'm still trying to find it, but that's what he says. I'm going to find that video.
Not on the wall. Not written.
But you see what he's trying to do, right? That's what I'm saying. They want to have these discussions with these people. Have a discussion with me.
There you go.
Come on, a little bit more concrete. You know what I mean? You wicked ass. Come on, brother. Man, this is sad. I can't even get past. Paul, please help me. Come on, brother. Let's go with it.
The original languages. Of course there's an U sound. Absolutely. I can prove it categorically. I can prove it by comparative data from Akkadian. I can prove it with comparative data from other inscriptions. I can prove it from development of the language of Hebrew and Syriac and Aramaic and Arabic, none of which you know, and all of which I know.
With all due respect, I'm not here to argue on what's the real name.
Okay, but you started with that name and called others ignorant to say Jesus Christ. It merited an honest response from me. Isn't that fair? You led with it. I told you it's completely wrong, but by all means, go ahead with your point, please.
All right, so earlier you were talking about how Jewish people were getting considered, like, being, like, evil and all that.
No, it's the Jews like everybody else. We sinned and we've come under divine judgment, and we've been lied about, just like black people.
Jewish people.
Go ahead.
Excuse me?
No, go ahead.
So you're saying how the Jewish people were called evil in today's society, and they are because they are not. They are the synagogue.
No, you're the synagogue of Satan, actually. You claim to be a Jew and you're not. You're the synagogue of Satan. You are the synagogue of Satan because you claim to be a Jew, and you're not. Kenny, you claim to be a Jew, and you are not, and you oppose those like me who preach the gospel of Yeshua.
All right, so stop. Y'all see what he's doing, right? He's flipping. He's reversing it down. Because that man has never claimed to be a Jew. He has flipped the script and said that they are the ones who claim to be Jews.
Yeah.
You have never, ever once in the history of straightway ever heard Pastor Dow say he is a Jew.
True.
There are people on the face of this planet Earth that emphatically claim that they are Jews. That's it.
Yes.
What he's doing now is because the other guy got it. He's trying to flip the script, bring it confusion. By saying that he said he's a Jew, he never said that.
Mm-hmm.
You ever notice the translation at times may say about Paul, I think it's one time when he said he was a Jew, but Paul, when we read his words, go to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 22, when we read his words for what he said himself, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all see the reason why it's important that you understand scripture?
Yes, sir.
Because you know what? When these books, no, 2 Corinthians, when these books are taken away from us, we're going to have to sit up there and comfort one another with these words.
Yes. Yes.
Somebody, I want everybody to hear me too on this.
Yes, sir.
Somebody is going to have to remember portions of Scripture.
Yes, sir.
And know that that's what the prophet says.
Oh.
Somebody else wants to say this.
Oh.
You may be in a cave or somewhere.
Yes.
We're going to need the comfort of the Word.
Yes.
Am I making these?
Yes.
2 Corinthians, right? All right. Chapter 11, verse 22. Yes. Look what Paul said. Listen.
Are they Hebrews?
Did he say Jews?
Hebrews.
Okay. Come on.
Are they Hebrews? So, am I?
Read on.
Are they Israelites? So am I.
Y'all getting that?
Mm-hmm.
Are they Israelites? So am what?
I.
Keep reading.
Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I.
I didn't hear one time even Paul even mentioned that he was a Jew. Jew. Romans 11, 1. We have to go ahead and read it.
I say then, y'all cast away his people, y'all forbid, for I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham.
Where did Paul ever claim to be a Jew?
Uh-oh.
Where? Where is Paul ever claiming to be a Jew? Where is it? Of the tribe of what?
Of the tribe of Benjamin.
Philippians 3:5.
Circumcised the eighth day.
What day?
The eighth day.
Come on.
Of the stock of Israel.
Hold on.
The stock of Israel.
Read on.
Of the tribe of Benjamin.
Come on.
An Hebrew of the Hebrews. As touching the law, a Pharisee. Concerning zeal, persecuting the assembly.
which is in the law, blameless.
So Paul, out of his own mouth, he never claimed to be no Jew. Go to Revelation 2:9. But you see what this guy tried to do, flip the script. Y'all seen it, right?
Yes, sir.
That's why I keep telling you that's what he's doing.
Yep.
Bring it confusion. Come on.
I know your works. And tribulation.
This guy sure doing talking right here, right? Come on.
And poverty. But you are rich.
Wait a minute. Is the guy speaking rich? Or is the guy right here rich? The
guy right there.
Okay. Right. Come on.
And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews.
I never heard that guy admit he was a Jew. I heard what he said, and he said he was. Come on.
And are not, but are of the synagogue of the Son.
Just believe what you read.
There you go, yes.
That's why you said, just believe what you read.
Yes.
There are people on this earth that proudly proclaim they are Jews.
That ain't us.
3:9. So why get upset at this?
Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan. Say they are Jews, and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them come and worship before your feet, and to know I have loved you.
Told them he is going to be coming to worship before our feet.
Yes.
And y'all going to prove that. I'm going to tell y'all, I'm going to prove y'all that I love you. Read Revelation 13, verse 9 and 10. This stuff get nothing. It gets ugly real quick. But see, it gets ugly real quick when you know the scripture.
Come on.
These brothers try to handle people through their wicked theology.
Yeah.
That ain't scripture.
Come on. Come on.
Anybody can see you down any damn little rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what the book says.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah.
Right. Revelation 13, verse 9 and 10. Watch this.
If any man have an ear, let him hear.
How many times have we heard that before? I mean, the prophet, the Messiah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I mean, how many times?
Yeah.
He's echoing the same thing.
Yeah.
Now, this time, in other words, I really want you to pay particular attention. Don't miss this one.
Come on.
Read.
He that leads into captivity shall go into captivity.
So tell me, will you ever been in a captivity? D. Brown, read on.
He that kills with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and faith of the saints.
This is getting ugly real quick, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
This is getting real ugly. Now let's read D. Brown again. All
right.
That makes you a member of the synagogue of Satan. You claim to be a Jew / Israelite. You are not. So I pray the Lord.
You see the hocus pocus in there, right? Jew / Israelite.
Wow.
No Israelite that I know of has ever claimed to be a Jew. Now, they may have said in teaching that we are Jews or something like that. I can't vouch for them. But I'm telling you right now, I ain't never claimed to be no damn Jew. Now, I do mean damn, too. You ain't getting me to recant shit, because I ain't on your damn programs and stuff where I'm looking for your millions and your zillions of dollars in order to exist.
Come on.
You know what I mean? Ain't no recanting here. Come on.
Brings you to repentance and salvation. The Jews are as evil and as good as everybody else. We have good qualities, bad qualities. Just like every other person.
Southboard down said, y'all seen that, right?
Yeah.
He turned around and called him the damn Jew.
Yeah.
Yes. He says Jew and he put him, we in that.
Yeah.
Y'all heard it, right?
Yes, sir.
sir.
See, a critical ear,
yes,
man.
Yes.
Y'all heard it, right?
Yes, sir.
Which one is it, schizophrenia?
Yes,
yeah.
Oh, Dell.
Duh?
Yes, sir.
Stop it.
Yep.
By the slate.
Yep.
Yeah.
Lips smoother than butter.
Yep.
Y'all don't see this.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Four-tongued devil. Out of one side of his mouth, he's trying to condemn somebody of being something that they're not, then he's admitting that he is the very thing that they're condemning.
Yeah.
Son, is there something wrong with me?
No, sir.
Can you, are you hearing this for real? You literally are hearing this? You picking up on this?
Mm-hmm.
Man. Pastor Mir said he's a certified clown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You got that right, certified.
Yeah.
Well, see, that, y'all see the reason why nobody don't really want to come over here toying around with Straightway, though, right? Because they know we're not all together like other people. You talk, you open up your mouth, you speak, and we ain't like here. No, we got an extremely discerning and critical ear. We don't miss a damn thing that you said. Nothing. We just pick up on what you don't say.
Oh, yeah. Is it?
You ain't getting past us. Every time we show a steel shot of this book up here, tell me. Come on. Come on, brother. Man. Come on, brother Israel.
That's reality. But you, sir, would have to be a perfect example of the synagogue of Satan. Opposing the true preaching of the gospel and claiming to be a Jew when you are not. Just being candid with you.
Wake up. Wake up. All my people, all my black people. Hispanic and Native Americans are not even coming to the school to know what your bloodline is. We are Hebrew Israelites. We do not come from these so-called people that call us African Americans. We do not come from two continents. We are not Hispanic. We are not Native Americans. We are Hebrew Israelites. And that's what I come here to say today on 105.7.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for calling in and giving a plug for the station. But that's, thank you for the call. This is a perfect illustration of the intellectual, moral, and spiritual blindness that hangs over these people for whom Jesus died and for whom I pray. That's the level of deception. And Henry, here's a fact, which I say to you. The wake-up call is for you. The awakening is people realizing the corrupt seed that is behind your teaching. The waking up is people realizing how much vile hatred circulates among so-called Hebrew Israelites. And there's a reason, sir, that DNA is against you. There's a reason that history is against you. There's a reason that archaeology is against you. There is a reason that language is against you, and that's because the 12 tribe charts is 100% bogus. Now, right now, you're not in a state of mind to hear. May the Lord calm your heart and mind and bring you to a place of repentance. But others are thinking and wondering. Here's what I encourage you to do. Dig deeper. Yes, it's dangerous to go against the crowd of radical Hebrew Israelites. You may get intimidated. Follow the truth.
Stop that for a second. You ever see somebody say, "Here, I'm gonna help you. I'll help you. You can have this." As soon as you stick your head up, here you go. That's a four-tongued devil right there.
Yeah.
First of all, number one, the guy who called in, he's 100% definitely off. My people. Exodus chapter 12, man. It's sad. Start at verse 48 and read verse 49. Exodus chapter 12, verse 48 and 49.
And when a stranger shall sojourn with you and will keep the Passover to Yah, all his males be circumcised and let him come near and keep it. And he shall be as one that is born in the land. For no uncircumcised person shall eat thereof.
Come on.
One law.
Shall what?
Shall be to him that is homeborn.
Come on.
And unto the stranger that sojourneth among you.
Y'all get this, right?
Yes, sir.
Y'all get this, right? So, first of all, I don't believe in them one with 12 tribes Hebrew chart. It ain't in the book. Are you following me?
Yeah.
I think it's a bunch of bullshit as well. I do.
Yeah.
But you see how this devil tried to do? He tried to act like he's benevolent. At the end, he wanted him to be included in salvation. So why, the whole time full of malice and envy and flipped the damn script the whole time.
Yeah.
Are you following me?
Yeah.
And bless the guy, man, bless his heart. I understand. You got a passionate for, I told y'all what all this doctrine is about, right? This doctrine is about playing on the atrocities that has happened to us.
Yeah. Come on, Pastor. Come on.
That's
out.
What they're doing.
Right.
They're playing on all that, which your ass ain't never experienced.
Come on.
But you can feel the pain coming through ancestry.
Yeah.
But you never did go through it.
Right.
Are you following me? So they're trying to get them to make people enemies that ain't even enemies.
Come on.
So my question is not only this, but my proof is this. Way back then, we could have strangers come in this covenant with the Israelites.
Yes, sir.
And you know what else is included with this covenant when it says strangers?
Come on.
War brides.
Yep.
And their children.
Yep.
They come from the Israelites because they end up belonging to them.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes.
I just thought I'd bring it out for you.
That was good.
Are you following me?
Mm-hmm.
And anyone who decided to be, if you're an Egyptian and you chose to believe the report,
there you go.
And you circumcised, Egyptian circumcised, and you chose to cut yourself, you say, hey, I believe this, I'm in it.
Yeah, yeah.
You're in Israel.
Yes, sir.
One law.
Yes, sir.
We fast forward to the New Testament, proselytes.
Yeah.
Nobody ever wants it. I think I'm one of the only people that's ever dealt with the subject of proselytes. I said one of the only. I just say, I'm very careful how I speak, because I'm sure somebody has dealt with it. Proselytes, though. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Matter of fact, I think it was a young man by the name of Josh that there were proselytes some time ago. When you see what was that proselyte? It's clearly written by, write down Acts chapter 2. Don't sit up there and tell me that you're going to sit up there and reckon Israel now, who at one time was reckoned by genealogy. Now we've been in all of them captivity. What happens when we go into captivity? Anybody care to explain? Rape, rob, murder, pillage, mixing. How many times, how many captivities have we been in?
Many.
Oh, let's see. Babylonian captivity. No, Egyptian captivity. Babylonian captivity. Assyrian captivity. The Medes and Persian captivity. The Greek captivity. The Roman captivity. Is that right? Trans-Saharan captivity. American captivity. That's seven damn captivities just within itself. We're getting close to them 10 horns of Babylon. You see what I'm saying? We're getting pretty damn close right now. When you go into down captivity, tell me how many intermingling, intermixing that's going to take place. This is the part that his dead ass and the other person dead ass can't answer. Yah know them that are his.
Yeah.
And you know how he know them that are his? Because he gives them his Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
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 And that which is born of flesh is flesh.
Yes.
And that which is born of spirit is spirit. And father not, you must be born again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now you hold on to your damn bloodline shit all you want.
Yeah.
It has been tainted.
Yeah.
One thing you ain't going to take is that spirit.
Yeah.
So come on.
Yes.
So don't tell me who my brother is, who my sister. I know who my brother is. The one who do the will of the Father.
Yes.
I know who my brother is. That my brother can be black, white,
there
red,
go.
Yellow, green,
there
purple,
go.
Blue, brown.
Yes.
Those that deal with the Ruach, keep his law,
yes.
His commandments, name them down there, make a life. Miracle signs and wonders,
yes.
My brother.
Yes.
I ain't got no problem with. And you know what's wonderful about this? The Father is the one who chooses.
Yes, yes.
When he gives that brother over there, that Italian,
yep.
That Cornelius, the same Holy Spirit that we got.
Yes.
What the hell are you going to do? That same Ephesian.
Come on.
Get the same Holy Spirit we got.
Yeah,
that same Corinthian.
Come on.
Get the same Holy Spirit we got.
Yeah, come on.
I don't even want to hear it. See, what I just got finished doing with one sword, double edged on both sides.
Yes,
so we
yes.
just got finished killing both sides.
Yes!
Of the fear. Cutting it up.
Oh,
yeah. Woo! I put the real Excalibur on your ass.
Oh, hallelujah. Praise God.
Don't give me this racist shit. If a seed ought to produce out of his own kind, we know that the laws of bestiality are definitely there. How is it that we don't see no damn half horses running around, human horses? And you know there's been some wicked-ass person out there.
Yeah.
I just seen a video where that woman was tongue-kissing a damn horse.
Shit, man.
I'm like, what the shit she doing?
Man.
White folks have been kissing dogs.
Oh, hell no.
Nigga, I don't want to say, I'm like,
no,
what the
hell
shit?
No. Hell no.
For real, it's all on there.
Yes,
man.
Hell no.
I'm like, I'm
no.
sick ass people.
Hell no.
A damn dog.
Hell no. Hell no. Man.
What's really sick is that there is a woman now that has married an AI male.
Wow.
Hey, ain't no different than a woman marrying herself.
Damn.
They did that shit. I seen on Facebook about that woman, son, a woman married herself. She got married to herself because she loved herself.
Damn.
Yep.
Damn.
And these damn stupid ass people watch her walk down the aisle with her and herself.
What the hell?
Made vows with her and herself.
What the hell?
I do.
I'm like, well, yeah, which one? I'm like, who's sick? Who's sick, though?
Who is literally sick?
Oh, Israel, we far gone. Oh, brother Israel, I would love to continue this on Hold Fast Wednesdays. I really, oh. Well, y'all see the snake, though, right?
Yes,
the damn snake in the grass.
Mm-hmm.
So if y'all ever see Pastor Dow having to lower myself and debase myself like Paul said, right?
Yes, sir.
It's for a reason. Because I'm so damn upset. I'm so full of this shit. Of these damn devils, which I know people can't articulate.
Yeah.
Because they come, when Paul and Jesus said they come to you as wolves
yes.
in sheep clothes, they come just like you are used to.
Right.
Just
yes.
like you are.
Yes.
And because you accept them for what they are, when somebody else tries to warn and scream and shout, we didn't.
Yes, sir.
And we're trying to help save your soul.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So now that many of us have got a knowledge of who true Israel is, now we're trying to do the same damn thing as the slave master did, commit racism.
Wow.
And I don't play that shit. You got the same Holy Spirit I got. No, I know who you
are. There you go.
I know
yeah.
exactly
yeah.
who you
are.
I mean, think about it. Israel, we the ones to be thankful nowadays because remember what the prophecy said. If a Gentile comes to this way, the prophecy says that he was going to give them a name better than that of sons and daughters.
Yeah.
Now, y'all need to just stop the wicked shit, man. Just,
there you go.
Man, this is the reason why I'm hating. Y'all get it? They be talking about me again. Ooh, they talk about me so bad.
Hallelujah.
And you know what I do? Sleep soundly.
Hallelujah.
I do. Sleep soundly. Anyway, Israel, Hey, we hope that some way, somehow, you got some type of edification on this broadcast. I know it's kind of hard to get edification, but you did get edification because you got rebuked.
There you go, hallelujah.
Corrections and rebukes are the way of life.
Yes.
Open rebuke is better than secret love.
Yes.
Probably the first time in your life you ever even experienced love.
Mm-hmm.
Elder Kabir said this woman took the phrase, me, myself, and I, and took it to a whole nother level by marrying herself. Oh, yeah, she did.
Yeah, man.
She showed up, did it. Pastor Mir said, thank you, Jesus. I'll
yeah,
blame her. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah,
Elder Ross said, bring it down the middle.
Yeah.
I want, man, I want the whole damn thing. Not only come down the middle, I want to see the destruction of it as it falls.
Ooh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Y'all know how much we're going to be rejoicing?
Ooh.
Come on. When Yahshua comes.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Man, when we see him riding on that car.
Yeah.
It's crazy because it's going to happen so fast. The skies are going to part. And then, bam, in the twinkling of an eye, we could be here or in the rain, and bam, we're right up there with him.
Wow.
He's causing all of this. And then the prophecy is fulfilled. Behold and see the destruction of the wicked.
Hallelujah.
Like
hallelujah.
I told you. When I said vengeance is mine, I will repay.
Yeah.
Let me help y'all out real quick. That means all European nations and Chinese and Japanese and Africans and all of you're all going to burn.
Yeah.
He's going to get y'all.
Yeah.
He's an equal opportunity. Oh, yeah. He's going to get y'all.
Hallelujah.
You'll get every single one of you.
Hallelujah.
And I'm going to be rejoicing.
Yeah.
I'm going to be sitting on the edge of the cloud.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Yes.
I'm going to manifest so much that hopefully maybe even Messiah look at me and go, what did I do? Man, like I said, I got something I need to send you, all right? And closer to God ministry. I hope you change it closer to Yah ministry one day.
Hallelujah.
But I understand what you're doing, though. You got to reach people where they are at.
Yes, sir.
I get it. Y'all keep watching, keep listening. Israel, I love y'all. I bless you all. In the sweet, precious, and strong, and victorious, and mighty, overcoming name of our soon coming King, Yahshua Ha Mashiach.
Yes.
Jesus, the Messiah. See y'all tomorrow morning, all right? 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Shabbat Shalom. King is coming. Bless y'all, Israel. Love y'all.
Oh,
on your face. Like John did, I want a lie on your chest. Holy Spirit, I can feel your correctness. Give it all to what's on you left. And when we see your work, we know that we're blessed. Give it all to what's on you left. Work while it takes a walk into your breath. Be holy, but he is holy.
I'm surprised,
no.
Not many other brothers made
videos. Man, these brothers wide asleep. Not for real. They're not paying attention like you think. They're not. People are not paying attention. They're really not connected in the ministry like you think. A connected person, man. A connected person will be listening to everything that comes out of this hub right here. Not any of the other satellites. They'll be listening to everything that comes out of here. Because out of it, what everything flows. They're coming out. They ain't connected. They're not connected in the least bit.
Uh-uh.
Not at all. They're not. I be sitting there watching, and I don't worry, I get my dance on. I watch the feast days, and I be sitting up here watching everybody, all these people rejoice. I said, oh, that one ain't going to be here, that one ain't going to be here, this one ain't, that damn soul ain't going to be here. And it happens, too. Sitting watching these folks, man, shouting in iniquity. They ain't praising y'all. They're praising to be seen. Now, if y'all see, you know, a real true Israelite heart, well, during the feast days, when it's time for us to praise and worship, man, ain't nobody thinking about no damn body else around them, man.
Oh,
y'all are all
oh,
in food
and oh,
all
yeah.
That shit.
Yeah.
I'm dancing
oh,
to you. I'm
yeah.
Praying. I lift up my voice to you.
Oh, yeah.
What's up? Oh. What's up, my brother?
Hey, bless you, man.
That damn Michael Brown, man, he gets on my, he irks a nerve, man. I'm telling you, you pick some good ones to say. He irks a, we need to get no one day. Ooh, he gets mad. He makes me burn.
Hey, believe it, hey, you ain't even seen the good stuff. Wait till ask the elect. Like, you ain't seen the stuff that's going to get you stirred up yet.
He's a snake, man. You got a profound, wicked-ass snake.
And he tried to throw that education and I'm a Jew and I say so and all this stuff. Yeah, because he, wait till you hear what he said about multiple wives.
Oh, I can't wait to get there.
Oh, yeah.
But you see how we out there right now, this arrogant-ass thing that he's a damn top. Says who? By what language?
Yep.
What credibility? Why? Their degrees? Damn. You don't rule the whole damn earth? You don't try to make everybody capitulate to your ass and say you are the authority, but there's a new breed that's going to come up now.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even give you the satisfaction to kiss my ass. Let me shit first, then kiss it. Damn wicked. I'm saying, man, I hate these people, man, with a godly hatred.
Oh, yeah?
Because I know who they are. I know who he is.
Yeah. Oh, and you can guarantee probably by Monday or whatever, he'll be responding back to you.
Good. Yeah. Oh, he does.
And he's real close with Vocab Malone and
all that. Yeah, Vocab, that's another damn snake, too.
Yeah.
But with them, I would approach them a different way. With them, you know how I would approach them?
How?
I would say, hey, I would agree to a debate with both of you. But as soon as one of you are found in a lie, you get to get smacked in the damn jaw.
Damn.
Take your swing, man. My turn. Because it's a bunch of damn foolishness, man. It's nothing but mental gymnastics going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. He say, she say, he say, she say. And then the damn listening audience, man, that's the problem of today, though.
Yes, sir.
The problem is they're not studied.
There you go.
They don't want to study. They're unlearned.
And the thing is, what he's going to do is only going to focus on, oh, he called me name. He's not going to focus on the facts you brought out. That's what all of them did.
Good.
Yep.
At least my name is out there again.
Hallelujah.
Yep.
Not that I even care about my name being out there. People, they keep forgetting that when we was doing straightway, we didn't even care to be known.
Yeah.
Am I right, T?
Right.
We were just doing our thing, man.
Hallelujah.
We was a band of y'all, what y'all gave to us, man, and we was going to live and die, hope the children take care of it, and then we're gone. I see the reason why the Father did, though. Look how many people the Father's woken up.
Yeah.
Brought to this truth and delivered.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not going to question him and stuff. I'll be the last one. I'm a slave to him.
Yes.
I belong to him. Whatever he says, period.
Oh, yes.
So how you know y'all said? You don't know how you know y'all said after all this damn time? After everything we've been doing, you still don't know how I know y'all said? Who would volunteer for this?
Oh,
every time you sneeze, make a movie. Ah, man. I could be on a damn beach somewhere in the Caribbean with my damn flip-flops on, man. Dodging down sand crabs. And putting up with this shit. Makes sense, though, right? But Ringo, man, he did a good broadcast of us, though, man. He gets.
Have you ever come out to the land and visited?
No, he's never been out here. That's why I want him to contact me, man, because I want to go up there and see him, and I want him to come down and see this, too.
Where does he live at?
He's in New York.
Oh.
He's definitely in New York. He's in New York, but he's always been a close follower of the ministry, man. Always has. Watches everything.
Okay.
That's why he knows so much about us.
All right. What about the other dude?
I don't know nothing about no new breed.
No.
He's a guy that if you go watch his videos, you can tell he's been watching us for a long time. So much so to the point he actually sounds like me. He talks like me. He's active duty military right now. He was on the drill, DI trail. Drill sergeant, the trail. And now he's a first sergeant. You can tell, of course, through his rank in the diamond, he's the first sergeant in the company right now. So, but, no, he's serious about the way.
You know who New Breed is, though, right?
I know you probably, I don't know. Who is it? Don't tell me it's that damn, Maccabee, Judah Maccabee.
No, when we did the Dry Bones Rising Conference in Atlanta, he was one of the people who were gonna come speak, but then he backed out. Yeah, he said it'd be bad for his brand, and he said he wanted he'd do it if he got an honorarium. So if he got a big.
Ain't nobody gonna give your damn black ass nigga no damn honorarium. I give you an honorarium, I give you this torture off your ass. Who you nigga? I noticed that. I'm gonna talk to Ringo about that too, because see, again, here's somebody that's talking about it, but they're not being about it.
Right.
Yeah.
He been talking about it all this time. So you sure that's him, right?
That's a new breed.
Because I guarantee you, I'm going to end up talking to Ringo this damn week and stuff, and I'm going to let him know it's about this damn new breed.
Yeah. Now, it sounds like he changed his tune because now he said new breed was talking about he wanted to be on land, or no, he was talking about being by yourself.
All right, so watch it. Watch this. All of these so-called people waking up.
Yeah.
Why is it that they don't contact me? Who can save them a lot of damn steps?
Yeah.
I can tell you. I'll tell you why.
Why?
Most of them black Hebrews out there, they don't want, they're prideful, they don't want to submit to nobody.
Good. So you just fulfill the scripture. Pride. go before destruction.
Yes. Yes.
And our Holy Spirit
yes.
before fall.
Yes.
Good. That's where it's supposed to be.
Wow.
Yeah. You ain't deserving of this shit. You don't need the wisdom.
Wow.
That's now, mind you, I was actually thinking about next year doing two meetings, one on the East Coast, and then, I ain't going to say, I ain't doing shit in Georgia, man. To hell with Atlanta, man. I'm telling you, man.
If you did the West Coast, it could be Arizona, because aren't the gun laws real good there?
Arizona's too far. I'd do it maybe in Dallas or maybe Hattiesburg.
Where's that at?
Mississippi.
Oh, okay.
He said, where's that at? It's something like Central, you know what I mean?
Right.
In the area that people are 5 or 6 hours. I always look at location people where they're driving to. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
So you have to be central to it. Because I promise you, if I did an East Coast meeting and I was going to tell, listen, folks, I'm going to tell y'all straight up how to get free and all this other shit, there'll probably be 200 or 300 people. If I say I'm going to do a meeting, pass dials showing up, that's just it, there'll be 100 people.
What about Dakotas?
Yeah, we get about 2 people in Dakota. I've been there. I ain't been to the Dakotas, but it'd be about maybe 1 or 2. But, I mean, over the years, I've always predicted these things right. When I went out to California, Mother Carol was saying, I didn't think we were going to come out there. Maybe 50 and 60, and guess what? 50 and 60 show up.
Hey, boy. Hey.
But no, these Negroes today, they need to admit, you ain't got the revelation, you don't have the truth, you need to bend the damn knee to Yah.
There you go.
That's what you need to do. I don't give a shit you about to bend the damn knee. You need to become obedient. You need to learn some humility.
Yeah.
You ain't the one. You think you're the one, you ain't the one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the problem we got going on today. Man, let me see a man of y'all more anointed than me. I promise you, watch my footprint. I guarantee you, watch my footprint and watch my work.
Mm.
I'm going to show y'all how to submit.
Hallelujah.
I get to pass the baton. There you go. Hey. I just sit back. Anything else you need? You got a glass of water? Hey. You like your chip, bitch. I'm good.
Yeah.
Y'all should have talked to us about this before. All these people, man, they love the high seat.
Yeah.
They love to be called master, lord. All this other crap, man. Why? And for what? You get there, you can't have it. Don't want it.
Mm.
All right, my bro. We getting up on 10, man. We're going to head on out of here, man.
All right, thanks, Pat.
All right. Shalom, shalom, Shabbat, shalom. Go ahead, T.
You got it.
Woo!